This is the 2004 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test B. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished, your teacher will stop the recording and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the recording and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. How many fives are there in 60? How many fives are there in 60? Now we're ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. How many hundreds are there in 1,000? How many hundreds are there in 1,000? Question 2. I asked people whether they used the internet last week. The pie chart shows the results. What percentage of people said no? I asked people whether they used the internet last week. The pie chart shows the results. What percentage of people said no? Question 3. How many lines of symmetry does a rectangle have? How many lines of symmetry does a rectangle have? Question 4. 10% of a number is 7. What is the number? 10% of a number is 7. What is the number? Question 5. Multiply -6 by -2. Multiply -6 by -2. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 6. A magazine costs £1.40. I buy 2 of them and pay with a £5 note. How much change should I get? A magazine costs £1.40. I buy 2 of them and pay with a £5 note. How much change should I get? Question 7. How many days are there in 7 weeks and 1 day? How many days are there in 7 weeks and 1 day? Question 8. What is the smallest whole number that is divisible by 5 and by 3? What is the smallest whole number that is divisible by 5 and by 3? Question 9. I face southwest. Then I turn through 180 degrees. What direction am I facing now? I face southwest. Then I turn through 180 degrees. What direction am I facing now? Question 10. Multiply 8.7 by 2. Multiply 8.7 by 2. Question 11. Look at the polygon. What is its mathematical name? Look at the polygon. What is its mathematical name? Question 12. Tariq won £100 in a maths competition. He gave 2/5 of his prize money to charity. How much of his prize money, in pounds, did he have left? Tariq won £100 in a maths competition. He gave 2/5 of his prize money to charity. How much of his prize money, in pounds, did he have left? Question 13. I am thinking of a number. I call it N. I double my number. Then I subtract 3. Write an expression to show the result. I am thinking of a number. I call it N. I double my number. Then I subtract 3. Write an expression to show the result. Question 14. An event is certain to happen. Which number on your answer sheet represents its probability? Ring it. An event is certain to happen. Which number on your answer sheet represents its probability? Ring it. Question 15. Look at the grid. It is made from 2 sets of parallel lines. The angle marked is 140 degrees. On the grid, mark 2 different angles that are 40 degrees. Look at the grid. It is made from 2 sets of parallel lines. The angle marked is 140 degrees. On the grid, mark 2 different angles that are 40 degrees. Question 16. Look at the equation. What is the value of x? Look at the equation. What is the value of x? Question 17. What percentage of £50 is £35? What percentage of £50 is £35? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 18. Multiply out the brackets. Multiply out the brackets. Question 19. The instructions for a fruit drink say to mix one part blackcurrant juice with four parts water. I want to make 1 liter of this fruit drink. How much blackcurrant juice should I use? Give your answer in milliliters. The instructions for a fruit drink say to mix one part blackcurrant juice with four parts water. I want to make 1 liter of this fruit drink. How much blackcurrant juice should I use? Give your answer in milliliters. Question 20. A rectangular picture measures 6 centimeters by 4 centimeters. I enlarge the picture so that the longer side measures 9 centimeters. What does the shorter side measure? A rectangular picture measures 6 centimeters by 4 centimeters. I enlarge the picture so that the longer side measures 9 centimeters. What does the shorter side measure? Question 21. Look at the sequence of numbers. What could an expression for the nth term be? Look at the sequence of numbers. What could an expression for the nth term be? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. The scale drawing shows a lake. I walk around the perimeter of this lake. Use the scale to estimate how many kilometers I walk. The scale drawing shows a lake. I walk around the perimeter of this lake. Use the scale to estimate how many kilometers I walk. Question 23. The answer sheet shows the cost of theatre tickets. Mrs. Jones wants to go with some children to the theatre. In total, she does not want to spend more than £25. What is the greatest number of children she can take? The answer sheet shows the cost of theatre tickets. Mrs. Jones wants to go with some children to the theatre. In total, she does not want to spend more than £25. What is the greatest number of children she can take? Question 24. The net of a triangular prism is made from triangles and rectangles. How many of each shape are needed? The net of a triangular prism is made from triangles and rectangles. How many of each shape are needed? Question 25. I am going to throw a fair 8-sided dice, numbered 12 to 19. What is the probability that I will throw a prime number? I am going to throw a fair 8-sided dice, numbered 12 to 19. What is the probability that I will throw a prime number? Question 26. Four people went running. The graph shows the time taken and the distance travelled by each of the four. Write the letter of the person who had the greatest average speed. Four people went running. The graph shows the time taken and the distance travelled by each of the four. Write the letter of the person who had the greatest average speed. Question 27. 20 different families were asked how many children they had. The table shows the results. Altogether, how many children are there in the 20 families? 20 different families were asked how many children they had. The table shows the results. Altogether, how many children are there in the 20 families? Question 28. Look at the calculation. Write down an approximate answer. Look at the calculation. Write down an approximate answer. Question 29. Look at the diagram. What is the equation of the line marked A? Look at the diagram. What is the equation of the line marked A? Question 30. I pay £5 for a book and a magazine. The book costs £4 more than the magazine. How much does the book cost? I pay £5 for a book and a magazine. The book costs £4 more than the magazine. How much does the book cost? Put your pens down. The test is finished.